Okay, good evening. This shiur actually was inspired by a shaila that I got, and it often happens that way, which is with the shaila that I posted on the WhatsApp chat today. Someone heated it up in the microwave. It happened to have been, you know, the first picture, you can't really see it. Sorry, it didn't come out so good. The middle picture, it's like this microwave-safe little dish, has rice on one side, and has meat on the other side. Now, honestly, the picture that I used, I don't know if it was a good kosher dish or not, but ultimately, that's the idea, where you have rice on one side, and it's not touching the meat, and you have meat on the other side, and you put them in the microwave together, you heat them up till they're nice and really, really hot, and the microwave gets all steamed up, everything's really hot in there, and then you take it out. And then, for one reason or the other, you only eat the rice, which is parah, but it's not fleishig. So the question is, does the person need to wait, whatever his minig is, 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, 5.5 hours, into the sixth hour, however his minig looks, does he need to wait that required amount of time before eating dairy? Because in essence, all he ate was something which is parah, was rice. That was the question. So I'm going to start at the top and work our way down and answer the question, hopefully, through the sources that we have here. And I'm actually thinking right now that I actually left one of the most important sources at home, but I wasn't going to read through it anyway because it's really, really very, very long. So I was just going to go through it outside anyway, but just realizing now I left it at home. Okay, so the sugya really starts. It's a Gemara in Perek Kalabasar in Maseches Kulin. If you could skip page 2 because I really only put that there because of the underlying line in the Tosfos over there. So the Gemara ultimately really starts on page on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis 94b, but we're not going to go through the whole Gemara. We're just going to come back in a few minutes. We're going to swing back to the actual opinion of Tosfos over there. The most important Gemara is on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, which is the next page, and I actually cut out the snippets of that Gemara on page number 4 with the translation over there, but the Gemara starts with an arrow. Is Ba'amine Rab Asim Rab Yechanon Kama Yasha Bein Basar L'Gvina? How much time does a person need to wait between eating meat and cheese? Amar Leva Leklum. You say you don't have to wait anything. Nothing. You can just eat it afterwards. So the Gemara rebuts that opinion and says, hold on. Eini Va'amar Rav Chista said Achal Basar. A person eats meat. Also Lechal Gvina. A person cannot eat cheese afterwards. But the Gemara does say, Gvina mutar lechal basar. A person has cheese, he can have meat afterwards. So now the Gemara is saying, okay, so obviously the answer that you gave that a person does not have to wait is incorrect. The person does have to wait. So the Gemara says, okay, now that we established that you're incorrect and you do have to wait, how long do you have to wait? The Gemara says, achar asar lechal achar of gvina, you can't eat cheese afterwards. What's the time limit? Is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Is it possibly the whole week? Maybe a month. How long do you have to wait until you're able to eat cheese afterwards? I just lost the place. Omer Rav Chista, Achal Basar, Asa Lecha Gvina, Gvina Mutar Lecha, Achal Basar, Elkama Yasha Ben Gvina LeBasar. So the Gemara's question is, how long do you have to wait between Gvina and Basar? Between cheese and meat? Omer Leva Leklam. In other words, he clarified. I apologize. He clarified. He started off by saying, how long do you have to wait after eating meat? And the Gemara says, you don't have to wait anything. The Gemara says, well, that's not true. We have a previous statement that we know is established, you have to wait. So he changed it. He said, ultimately what I meant to ask you was, if you eat cheese, how long do you have to wait? And the response was, nothing, you don't have to wait at all. But the line that we have here in the Gemara is that you eat meat, you have to wait before you eat cheese. So now the Gemara is not clear why. The Gemara is not clear how long. And that's where we move off into all the different opinions. If you look at Rashi, it's underlined on the right side of the page. Rashi says, "Asur le'achal gavina." It is forbidden for a person to eat cheese after having a meat meal. Mishum de basar mitzi shuman. Basar, meat, gives off a fat. There's a fat content to it. Vu nidbak pepeh u'ma'arich betaymai. It leaves over a taste behind in a person's mouth, and as long as that taste is there, a person cannot eat cheese. That's what Rashi says. Now, we're really coming in to this whole discussion very late, because there's a whole discussion, really it starts in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, as to the idea of tam ke'ikar, is tam, when you can only taste something, but you don't actually have the substance of the food here, how much value do we give to the taste? And that's the whole discussion, and we're not going to get into that, but ultimately we paskin tam ke'ikar, as long as the amount of food that you're eating would be pras. But ultimately, the bottom line is, we paskin that the taste of a food is essentially like the food itself. Now, Rashi is pointing out, when you eat meat, it leaves behind some fatty residue, and that leaves a taste in your mouth, and as long as that taste is there, you can't eat cheese. Again, a bit cryptic, he doesn't give us a time, but he says, as long as that taste is there, you can't eat cheese.
The ultimate source of this is Lot
Vashel,
right?
Yeah, but the Lot Vashel is really very limited. Lot Vashel would mean you would have to have you have to accomplish a halachic bishel with meat and cheese together. On a strict biblical level, if you take a cold hamburger and a cold slice of cheese, you could put them together in a sandwich and eat it. I'm saying cold because I don't want to get into the whole discussion of a davar gush with cooking, but ultimately on a strict min haTorah, you'd be allowed be theoretically be allowed to do that.
But ultimately, that's what Rashi is deriving.
He's driving it there, it comes all the way from all the way from the original Isra, Lo Tavashal Gedeva Chalev Yimal. But here we're deep into the rabbinic prohibitions already of eating Basar B'chalav, and here we're so far into it that not only are you not allowed to eat it together, but you're not allowed to eat one after the next. And Rashi says, as long as the taste lingers in your mouth, you can't eat cheese. That's the opinion of Rashi. Now, turn back to page number 2. Again, it's out of order because Kuf Dalet, page 104, comes before Kuf Hei, but in our sequence of events, it comes afterwards. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. Again, I'm skipping a lot of Gemara over here, but the point to swallow over here is V'chein Halachas Gedolos, both the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer of the Bahag is to achal basar, a person eats meat, Aser lechol givina. That statement, that if a person eats meat, he cannot eat cheese, hainu below netila v'kinoach. That's only without washing your hands and rinsing out your mouth. Avol benetila v'kinoach. If a person washes his hands and rinses out his mouth, shari, he is allowed to eat cheese immediately after a meat meal. That is the opinion of Tosfos. And he goes on to explain that it seems like later on in the Gemara, there was an opinion of Mar Ukva. But again, that was a personal stringency that he had, but it's not halacha. So clearly, it should be noted that according to the Tosfos, this whole thing of waiting, according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, one does not need to wait after eating meat. And he repeats it again on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph in the Tosfos over there. It's also on the line. So that's what we have. We have a Gemara that says you have to wait. We have the opinion of Rashi that says because the taste lingers in your mouth. And he does not give us a time. If you look in source number 5, so again, on page number 4, what I really did was just all the sources that I mentioned out of the text of the Gemara, I put them all there in a clearer fashion with a translation. But source number 4 is that Rashi that we just quoted. Source number 5 is the opinion of the Rambam. Rambam writes as follows. This is in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. This is in Perek Test, the 9th Perek. Hilchos Machalos Asuros, his halacha chav ches. He writes as follows: Mi sha'achal basar, a person eats meat, batchila bein basar behema, bein basar of lo yachal yochal acharav chalav. A person eats meat, whether it was actual meat or it was poultry. The halacha is lo yochal acharav chalav. A person cannot eat afterwards. He writes milk. He doesn't even write cheese. Now, the what he's coming to address is he's coming after the whole discussion of. Is this halacha relevant to poultry as much as it's relevant to actual meat, to red meat? And is this relevant as much to milk as it is to cheese? Rambam is taking the opinion that yes, it's relevant to everything, it's relevant to red meat, to poultry, it's relevant to milk as much as it is to cheese. Ad shiyu b'neim kidei shir suda acheres. Until a person waits. So here's the first time we get clued into an amount of time. The amount, so Rambam says, it would have to be the amount of time that spans between one meal and the next. V'hu, how long is that? Kamo sheshos. It's approximately 6 hours. This is the first place where we find the 6-hour thing from. Mipnei, he comes up with a whole different reason. Mipnei, Habasar shal bein hashinayim. You have meat that gets stuck between your teeth. She'ein esar b'kinoch. It doesn't come out if you just simply rinse out your mouth.
What if you don't have teeth?
What if you don't have teeth? How are you eating your meat? What are you? You're sucking the meat.
Gum it up?
Huh?
People do it.
I guess we're talking to a dentist over here. You see, yeah. According to the Rambam, possibly if a person drinks meat, it could be according to the Svara that he wouldn't have to wait. But at the end of the day, for the most part, we accept that it's a laplug. But I mean, in a
the whole Svara is just because it's stuck between your teeth. If you don't have teeth,
according to the Rambam, that's what it would seem.
It also seems like if you actually go and floss, then, I mean,
okay.
Here's an example of more of an abstract concept. Like, it's as if it was in between your teeth, not literally.
No, it is. It's actually literally. Oh. He gets it from the Gemara, because the Gemara actually discusses it on page number 3. The Gemara repeats it. If you go back, you'll see Gufa Amar of Chista Achal Basar. A person eats meat. Also Lechal Gvina. A person can eat cheese after he eats meat. Gvina muta lechal basar. A person has cheese, he could eat meat. Amar leir of acha bread of Yosef of chista basar shbein shnayim out. What happens if a person finds later on? He waited.
Yeah.
He finds meat between his teeth. So he just gives a quick answer. He said a basar or dena bein shnayim, which is a pasuk talking about the whole idea with when they were in the midbar and they had the slav and they would have the basar ben ashinayim and they were still complaining. But Kitzer, he used the line to say, if it's still there, it's still there. So it's a literal halacha that if it's in your teeth. In other words, the idea is that if it's according to the Rambam, meat can stay in your teeth for quite a long time, but after about approximately 6 hours time, it no longer holds the consistency of meat. It's been digested with your, not digested, but the saliva has broken it down enough that no longer really holds a, right, it will no longer be called meat. But the bottom line is, these are the two reasons that we have over here. We have, Rashi says because it leaves the taste behind, Rambam says because it gets stuck in your teeth, and those are the two reasons that we have for waiting 6 hours. Now, it's important to note, in the opinion of the Isser V'Heter, of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he says something wild. I can't really explain to you how the line he says makes any sense. Perhaps Gabi will be able to help us out because he is a Yeki. But this is important to know that this opinion comes from, and people, I've heard people say that it's a tais, that the minig is a mistake, minig doesn't really come from anywhere. It's brought down in the Sefer Isser, the Isser V'Heter from Yeruchim, and he writes, Achal Basar, person eats meat. Also, lechal gvina, it is forbidden for a person to have cheese afterwards. Ad su'uda acheres kriv chista. He has to wait for the next meal. V'chein nog mar ukva, he had this practice. V'mnei shabasar v'shum nidvuk v'pez man arach, because the actual meat and the fat lingers in the mouth for a long time. V'kas of ram, referring to the Rambam. V'mnei shabasar v'shaben ashinayim kari basar, because the meat between his teeth is still considered meat. Shanam Rabasa Odena Ben Shinayim. Vuhu, this is very interesting. Vuhu, Gimel Shah is Karashi. It's 3 hours like Rashi. Now, the funny thing is that Rambam said 6 hours, and Rashi didn't give us a time. Okay? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says something wild. He quotes the Rambam and says that you have to wait till the next meal because the meat gets stuck in your teeth. And then he says it's 3 hours, not consistent with what the Rambam says. And he says, like Rashi.
When did Rabbeinu Yeruchim live?
Approximately the same period. He was a Rishon.
Same period as Rashi?
Yeah.
Let's clear this up. I'm the wrong Yaki for this because we hold 6 hours.
Okay, so you're the wrong Yaki for this. But so some just want to say, he meant to write Vav Shois. It's a mistake. It's a spelling mistake. Yeah, I'm not going to do that, especially since there's a very, very strong minug amongst many Yakis besides for Gabi. Who wait 3 hours. But clearly we're seeing that the source of this minig, it comes from an early Rishon, but it's something which is questionable for someone who would like to adapt a new minhag. This is probably not the one to choose because we have questionable sourcing for it. Okay.
It's a slightly different svara than what Rashi's saying. Maybe he's saying that he takes both. For the tongue to go away, but if it's stuck between your teeth, then it's going to stick around longer, and then it's possible you'd have to wait 6 hours.
But he doesn't say that. I mean, it's possible, but he doesn't say that.
Rashi and Rama have different svaras.
Correct, and Rashi didn't give us the time. Rashi didn't give us the time. According to Rashi, it's possible that we'll see. We're seeing Shulchan Aruch in a minute. That actually, right now, in source number 8, Achal Basar Filo Shachayva. If a person eats meat, even if it is of a chaya, not in a shali gedi, or an oif, it's poultry, leichel gvin achrav, he can't eat cheese afterwards. Achi yisha sheishai. So he says, like the Rambam, you got to wait 6 hours. Afilum shah kashir, even if a person waits the proper amount of time, nyesh basa ben shenayim, tzarech lasirev, alayas latinik, tzarech lahamten. So he says, you need to take it out of your teeth, even if you find it afterwards, it still retains the essence of meat, even if it's still like your teeth, like the Rambam, and therefore he says you have to wait 6 hours. According to the Chaber, for Sfardim, it seems like 6 hours is me'ikar adin, it's the halach, you have to wait 6 hours. The Rama comes here, now go to the words where I made some of the words lighter intentionally, v'yeshayimrim, de'ein tzrichin l'hamtin she'eshayis, the person does not need to wait 6 hours, rak miyad im silek u'berach berachas mazen, he takes the food away, he benches, it's fine if he washes his mouth out. But minig apashim didn't say though. He writes, "What's the minig?" Lahamten archechilas pasa shachas. Says the Rama, "What's the minig to wait 1 hour?" Okay, that's the opinion of the Rama. Wait 1 hour. Now, all the way at the end, v'yesh medaktikim. There are those who are careful. Lahamten sheishayis archechilas pasa legvina. There are some who wait 6 hours. That's the proper thing to do. So clearly, there's a very big difference between the opinion of the Rama and the opinion of the Mechaber, where according to the Mechaber, a person needs to wait 6 hours to make her a din. According to the Rama, it's the Chei Nachin Lases. Now, it's important to point out in source number 9, the Shach, he takes a very strong approach, and so does the Taz, to say that anybody, he calls him, call me Sheyesh Bo Reach Torah. I don't know exactly how we define who has a Reach, the smell of Torah within him. But clearly we should be striving to be someone who has a Reach Torah inside of us. Says the Shach, a person should wait 6 hours. Now, that being the case, I wanted to put things into context a little bit. For the most part, people wait 6 hours because the Rama says to do it, the Shach says to do it, the Taz says to do it. But in cases where a person is ill, or there's a reason why a person can't wait 6 hours, it's one of those things that you don't need to be a massive chola in order to say it's okay to wait only an hour. And the Pesach Tshuva writes that down. He writes in source number 10, V'ayim b'tshuva sam sofer, he quotes sam sofer, who says, the chola hashos mei mechola lefuasa, a chola who has to drink, mei mechola, it's a part of the milk. He says, afilu rak chola k'tzas. He's just a little bit ill. It's motar ein tzarech l'hamtan archa chilas pasu yos mishah. He doesn't have to wait more than an hour. So it's important to just put things into context. We wait 6 hours because that's what the Rama tells us to do. That's the right and proper thing to do. But in extenuating circumstances, in many cases, one should consult with a Rav if the question comes up. But in many cases, a Rav will be makel to allow a person to wait less than 6 hours if there is a need for it.
Isn't the minute of liquid to be into the 6 hour?
That is the minute. Rav Aaron held like that. We're not up to that yet. But here we're. The question is what 6 hours means. That's really ultimately what it means. Or does it mean 6 full hours, 6 60-minute hours, or perhaps the shah is a bit different. Now, in source number 11, he discusses the halacha of achol tavshal shavasa. A person eats a meaty dish. In other words, he doesn't eat a piece, he doesn't actually eat the meat. That's the first case that I quoted. A person has chalant. Now, chalant is something which, as we're all aware, it's full of lots of power of stuff. It's got barley, beans, potatoes, and whatever else you find in your fridge that week goes into the chalant. And there's also meat in there. Hopefully there's a nice amount of good meat in there. What happens if a person doesn't eat the meat? He just eats the potatoes or just eats the barley or the rice, whatever he has in his chalant. So it happens to be, it's machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. In this case, the Mechaber is more mekel. Source number 11, achol tavshol shabasar, mutter lechel achrov tavshol shagvina. Person has a tavshol shabasar. Person has food from a meat dish. Then he has to, then it's mutter to eat a tavshol shagvina afterwards. The same thing, the opposite thing from a meat, from a cheese dish. In other words, the crust of a pizza. Now, the Rama disagrees. He writes in the Haggah over there, V'shuman shal basar dina kabasar atzmo. And then he writes, V'nagu achshav, our minag is, l'hachmer shal olechal gvina achar tavshul shabasar. We don't eat cheese after even a tavshul shabasar. So, the answer to the first question.
What about tavshul shal gvina? Because there seems to be a difference between
correct.
The actual...
Correct. So, the truth is, I faded it out. But if you look further in the Mechaber, he's just differentiating between having to wash your hands or not. The Mechaber would be Mekel as well. And the Rama is going to argue on both sides as well. So the answer would be that according to the Mechaber, if a person has something which is, he has chalon without the meat, he has to wait 6 hours before eating cheese. Okay? Now, that would be the answer to the question of the challenge. Now, what happens if a person, this is where we get to the case of a person who has this dish that we described. He puts this dish into the microwave. He has meat on one plate, he has rice on the other plate. And now, he heats them up in the microwave, and they get really, really hot together. Now, how do we view that? Is the rice considered now similar to the challenge because they cook together in the same place? Or do we say that the rice remains parav? You hear the question? How do we view this? Do we view rice that was cooked in the microwave together with a meat dish, do we view that as a chalant? Or do we say no, it's parav? So, I happen to have found a number of years ago when I was learning Hilchos Basar v'Chalav, I came across a Prima Gadim in Eirach Chaim, in Hilchos Petzias Apas, which has nothing to do specifically with the halachas of Basar v'Chalav, and he quotes a sefer Pri Haaretz. Now, it should be noted that most prints of the Pri Megadim do not have this paragraph; it's missing. But the Shulchan Aruch that I had it. But the good news is the sefer Pri Haaretz exists, and I was able to find it. I'm sorry I forgot to bring it, but he spends about 5 or 6 pages discussing a very interesting case. The case was that. Is it ready? Time, 1 minute. The case was that a person, they had this drink they would make. Apparently, it was good for the heart. They would take all types of herbs and they would put chicken into a cup with all kinds of different herbs and fruits, and they would put it into a pot and they would close it up and hang a cup from the top. Now, I don't know how this worked exactly, but they would boil up that mixture for a while. The steam would go to the top of the oven and gather in the cup, and they would drink that. So in other words, they would drink, it was, I guess, distilled chicken, or whatever it was. And he was asked, if a person drinks that, is he fleshig? And he goes back and forth with a number of different opinions, but ultimately what he comes out with is, both according to the opinion of Rashi, and according to the Rambam, a person would not have to wait 6 hours for drinking zeya, the steam of basar b'chalav. Therefore, not of basar b'chalav, of basar. Doesn't have to wait 6 hours after drinking the steam of basar. Now, that's why I would say in this case, a person heats up his meat in the microwave the same time as his rice. So even though he has steam that comes out of the meat and potentially mixes together with his rice, I think it's exactly the same case as the Tshuva's Priya Aretz, and he would not have to wait 6 hours after eating that rice. And we did not get to the French fry shayla, but ultimately we'll get to that another week.